Our scripture reading today, Exodus 14:14. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. Romans 8:37. Know in all these things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us.
Thank you for this sermon today. I ask that you bless those who are listening by podcast. Them know we are considering them and every bit of this sermon, and that you would be with them and guide them and protect them and those here in the sanctuary as well. Speak through me. God, let it be a word that encourages for the week. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. I give honor to all of you today. Just so, as I said before, so good to see everybody out today. It's a blessing. It's just a blessing. I count it a blessing and a privilege to be here, to stand here before you today. And so today I'm coming from the topic, Hard Fought Hallelujah. And if you paid attention to that very first song, that's where I got the title from. It was a little rock and roll gospel. But I love what they are saying, because who hasn't been through something that it was hard to come with a hallelujah at the end? You've been through a trial and it was hard because you had to really fight to get through that, whatever that situation may be. For me, it was sickness. To get through that sickness, that was a hard fought hallelujah, to say, hallelujah, I'm healed at the end of that battle. And school's almost harder than the sickness some days. But to get through that, to have that hallelujah at the end, it was a hard fought journey. And so I was thinking about that whenever, like a football. So I was trying to tie it in. You know, I'm always thinking. I was trying to tie it in to football day, to our Super Bowl day. And I was thinking about at the end of a game, usually they say, boy, that was a hard fought game. Those guys fought to the end, or whatever, however they would say. I don't watch football a lot, so bear with me on this. But I'm even wearing my son's shirt that he brought me this morning at 7 a.m. because I'm like, I don't have a football jersey. So I'm like, can you bring me a shirt? So, but anyway, he's a good son. I thank God for him. But I was just thinking about that, how they say that. It's that we had a hard-fought game. And they do. If you watch that game, I mean, they fight hard to the last minute. They are trying to get over that goal. They are trying. I mean, sometimes it's those last-minute victories that they get, where in the last 3 seconds, someone jumps over that line. Well, we do that in our lives as well. But knowing that God is walking with us, but it's a hard fought hallelujah. And I love the title of that, because I just think of in life how many times we've had to fight to get through something. Now, the song itself, at the very beginning, he says, there's times when it goes easy for us. It's times when we can just get across that line. There's sometimes they make a goal on the first throw, and the guy runs from one end to the other and makes the goal. You know, not very often, but that's a pretty easy one. He didn't have to fight. And there are times in our life when there are journeys and things that we go through that God answers right away. And it's not a hard fight. You know, we're just still and we let him and allow him, you know, and not try to do it ourselves. Allow him to do it for us. And that's what my first scripture says. It says, Exodus 14:14, it says, the Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still. There are times when you just be still. And it's easy, you know, and that's what he says in the song. And that's why it caught my attention. He said, there's times when it's easy to say hallelujah, because he did it for me so quickly. You know, it just happened. But that's not always the case, you know, because each trial comes. It comes to make us stronger. The things that we go through, they come. If we can, you know, we learn from them, we can use it to bless other people, or we can use it to increase our faith, to know that if he did it this time, he'll do it again. So sometimes, though, we have a hard fought hallelujah. We have to get to that hallelujah, we have to go through some things. And so I was thinking about that, and I was thinking, well, what in the word really tells us about how to fight, how to prepare for those times when we have to come through that hard fought hallelujah? And the Lord began to show me Ephesians in the book of Ephesians chapter 6. And he talks about what we need to prepare to go through that kind of fight. And so that's what I want to talk about just for a few minutes. I'm going to go over 6 through 18, I think it is. So just kind of bear with me as I walk through these scriptures. But I want to encourage you to take this with you. And when you come through those times when you have to fight to get to your hallelujah, to be like, yes, he did it. But sometimes you have to go through that journey. Use these scriptures to kind of guide you, to kind of to encourage your heart as you walk through that. So let's go with Ephesians 6:10 first. And it says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. He's telling us that's the way to be strong. It's that we are in him, that we are, what I say every week, that we wake up in the morning and we are seeking his face, that we are putting him first in every decision that we make. He's saying, be strong in order to fight any battle you have to go through. You have to have already, you know, you don't just go in the ring and fight. I'm switching sports on you for a minute, but you don't just go in the ring and fight. They have to train, right? You have to get strong. And that's what he's telling us. To get strong, it's to get in his word. It's to get your relationship built up with him. Finally, we have to get strong in him. Put on the full armor of God so that you can take your stand against the devil's schemes. And putting on the armor, he's going to walk us through what that means to put on his armor. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in heavenly realms. And he's just telling us, we're not fighting each other. I remember my mom would say that. I'll step away for a minute because a thought just came in my head about my mom. She would say, you're not fighting them. When someone does something to us or we feel like it's been in the text, she said, you're not fighting them in the natural. That's just natural stuff, she would say. You're fighting the spirit that wants to stop you from being all that God has called you to be. And he'll use anybody he can to say something to discourage you, to make you angry, make you, you know, come at you. It's not, you're really not fighting a natural, I guess is what I'm saying. You're not really fighting that person. It's a heavenly realm. There's a spiritual realm. And there, the devil is real. And you're fighting that spirit that wants to stop you from being all that God called you to be. And in order to do that, you got to put on your whole armor, which is what we're talking about now. Let's see, I'm at verse 13. Therefore, put on the full armor of God so that you, when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, stand firm then with the belt of truth around your waist. This is your armor. We're starting with the belt. The belt of truth, it helps you when you're honest and truth. You know, the word says the truth will set you free. You want to be belted up with the truth, God's truth, his truth. What is it? His word. Get that word deep in you. You want to be belted up with that truth. Then the breastplate of righteousness. I want to make sure I stay in line. So, but then you want to be with the breastplate of righteousness. It says it protects your heart through Christ's righteousness. When you stay righteous and true to God, that breastplate, that's what that is. It's just being true to God, walking in righteousness, walking in honesty, being true to what you say, integrity. That's that breastplate. It's walking in that integrity. It says the shoes with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. And that's the shoes of the gospel of peace. It provides stability and readiness to move for the kingdom. So you have that peace. You know you're walking with God, that gospel of peace. You're walking with God. It's calling it the shoes. It's fall, you know, we're forming the body or the armor, the full armor. Take the helmet of salvation, which protects your mind. How do we do that? Staying in his word, protecting our mind with the helmet. These are examples of what it would be, but the helmet of salvation protects the mind. It keeps you focused on what God has for you to do. And not has anyone ever had the enemy just try and discourage you just in thoughts, and you play it out to, and then this will happen, and then that'll happen, and then until you're just ready to, because it's going, that's where we need that helmet of salvation. It protects the mind. It helps us to focus. And then it's the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God. We got to use his word. It says the sword of the spirit used for offensive defense. The sword, that's what we use. I know many, I'm pretty sure here too, when we were younger, you had to learn the scriptures, memorize them, internalize the scriptures. Because that's your sword to fight. And I can recall my mom. She just was my spiritual example. But I can recall her telling us, don't just pray. Pray the word back to God. Let him know you know his word. You know, pray the word to the enemy. If you think about in Matthew, I think it's 4, when Jesus is in the wilderness and the devil's trying to tempt him, he uses the word of God to fight. That was his sword. He didn't have to hit him, you know, naturally. He had to use the word of God to stop him from trying to tempt his mind, to try and discourage him. He was at a weak point. And many times that's when the enemy comes. It's when we're at a weak point. So we need to be girded up in the armor. We need to have the helmet of salvation. We need to have the shoes of peace. We need to have what he's saying, the belt of truth. We need to have those things. So when the enemy comes to try and discourage you and to stop you from getting to your hallelujah, from getting to that God has done it for me, I made it through this journey. You need to be gird up is the word they use in there, full of him and those things to protect you and allow you to fight the enemy through those storms that you go through. We go through storms. And the best to me is his word, because his word encourages me. I talked about it yesterday when I was going through my sickness. There were 2 scriptures that just kept me. I had to keep going back to them, but especially Isaiah 41 and 10. In the middle of the night, when the enemy told me I was going to die, this is it, you're done, he would say, nope, I will not fear, for God is with me. I will not be dismayed, for he's my God. He's going to upkeep me. He's going to lift me up. I have it memorized to heart because I had to say it so many times when the enemy came to try and discourage me from fighting to get to that hallelujah. Now I have a hard fought hallelujah. And I tell it everywhere I go that God is my healer. He healed my body. Amen. He got me through school. Amen. Those are the main 2. And he did so much other things, but those are my hard fought. I had to fight to get that hallelujah. So I tell it everywhere. You can't stop me from telling that God is my healer. You can't stop me from telling people. And I don't care where I'm at. I don't care what stage I'm on. I'm going to find a way to tell people that God is my healer. He's my savior. He's my deliverer. He brought me through that hard fought hallelujah. We fight to get that. So I want to encourage you as I'm coming to an end, because I don't want to take a lot of time. It's Super Bowl Sunday and I don't want you to, but I want you to think about it. I want you to think about, because there's a lot going on right now. There's a lot going on here, actually here, and then just all over the world. But we have to hang in there and be in God's army and gird ourselves up with his word, with his peace, with his comfort, with his truth. We have to gird ourselves up so we can go out and go into battle. I think you probably noticed the songs I picked were battle songs. But the last one was, we have victory. We have victory in Jesus when we walk like this, when we walk in those truths that he's laid out for us, when we walk in, especially Ephesians 6 and 10. I really like that because it kind of guides us and tells us, you know, how to prepare to fight, how to prepare to fight. Because many are the afflictions of the righteous. So we're not going to tiptoe through the tulips. We're not. We're going to go. There's some things we're going to go through in this life. We're all going to go through things. But this scripture, to me, it really helps us. It helps to prepare us to do those times when it's not easy, when we do have to fight and we have to get through that. When we're right there and it's the last second and we want to go over that goal line and we're fighting to that last second. This is how we do it. Especially with his word. Get up in the morning and just read his word. Even if you're only starting with 1 scripture a day, get that word started, getting it in your heart, so that when the enemy comes, you can say, no, my God said he will never leave me. He will never forsake me. He is with me always. Whatever scripture that holds you, mine is, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord. So no matter what I'm going through, I can fight through that battle because I know his word says it's going to work together for my good. And I just stand on that. And so give you a word that you know that really blesses your spirit. And depend on that. Stand on that. Get that spirit. Get that in your spirit. Get that in your mind. And make it be all about you. All that is within me. Get that word in. That's all that is within you that you can stand on in times of trouble when you have to do that hard-fought journey. So I have 1 last scripture that I want to leave you with today. And it's Romans 8:37. And it says, know in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Very simple. All of that, you can only do it through him. You know, even your whole, the whole armor, all of it, you can only do it through him. And what did he tell us? We're going to be the conquerors. We're more than conquerors through him. So start your day off with him. That's all I want to say. Start your day off with him and know that in the end, we're more than conquerors through him. He gives us the strength. He gives us the strength to read his word. He gives us the strength to get up early and pray, or to stay up late and pray. Whatever it is, everyone has a different, you know, we have different time clocks. For me, prayer is at 5 a.m. I get up before my day starts because it helps me through my day, knowing that I've been in his presence, that I've talked with him, and I've asked him, where do you want me to do? Where do you want me to go? What do you want me to do today? Who do you want me to talk to? Who should I call? What should I do? I start off my day with him. But at the end, we're more than conquerors through him. He gives us the strength, no matter what battle you go through, because he gives you the strength. And how does he? By building up our strength, getting in his word. I'm repeating myself because I want you to go out of here and know it when you leave here today. Get into his word and spend time in his presence and watch him fight your battles for you. Get you through those hard fought battles to your hallelujah. Amen. 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 Let's pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace, God, and for your love. And we thank you that you do fight every battle for us, God, that no matter the battle, whether it's easy or it's hard, God, you are with us. And we thank you for it. We thank you, Lord, for all of the hallelujahs that we have, all that you've done and brought us through. And we just give you all of the praise, the honor, and the glory today. You're so worthy, so wonderful, such an amazing God. And so we lift you on high today. We bless you. We worship you. You're such a wonderful and amazing God. We thank you, Lord, for all that is going on in this world, because we know you have it all in the palm of your hand. We know that you will never leave us. You will never forsake us. You said you will be with us always. And so we can put our trust in you, that no matter what it looks like, we can put our trust in you, that you're going to bring us through, God. And we give you praise for that as well. And we thank you. We pray again for everyone on our prayer list. We ask that you would touch them person by person, face by face, that you would meet each one at their very point of need. You know exactly what they need, God. You are the healer. So we say healing to those who are in need of healing, deliverance to those who are in need of deliverance, God. And whatever else issue may be, God, you know the issue. And we thank you that you are the God that handles and answers our prayers. We give you all of the praise this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.